Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 lesson on the Tape Haze Approach, a chopped vinyl texture transform for jungle and old school drum and bass vibes. In this one, we're not trying to destroy a loop, we're trying to give it memory. We want that dusty, slightly unstable, archived uplate feeling, chopped vinyl dust, a little wow and flutter, softened transience and movement that feels performed instead of looped. If your track is feeling too clean, too static, or just a little too modern, this is a fast way to add character without rewriting the whole arrangement. The big idea is simple. Keep your main drums and sub clean, and build a separate texture layer in parallel. That way, the haze can come in and out around phrases, fills, intros, and transitions without wrecking the punch of your core groove. That's especially important in jungle and old school DNB, because the style already speaks the language of sample manipulation, break energy, grit, and swing. Let's start by choosing source material that actually works for this style. A 1-bar or 4-bar break loop is ideal, especially if it has natural movement already. You can also use a vocal stab, a short old-school sample, or even a Reese phrase if you want the haze to become more of a shadow than a drum texture. If the source is too clean, that's fine. The chain will dirty that up. Just make sure you keep the low end out of this layer. Your sub should stay separate and solid. Now create a new track and name it Tape Haze. Keep it parallel to your main drum bus. You can duplicate a clip, route audio into it, or resample a source if you want to commit later. The point is to have a dedicated texture lane that you can automate independently. This is where the movement lives. Next, load the source into Sampler. Slice mode is usually the fastest way to get that chopped vinyl feel. If you're working with a break, slice by transients first. If you want more control, use warp markers and place the slice points yourself. A good starting point is around 8 to 16 slices across a bar, depending on how busy the loop is. Don't make every slice equal and mechanical. Let it breathe a bit. Program the MIDI so the chop pattern feels like it's answering the snare or leaving space before a hit. Toss in a couple of ghost slices, repeat a chop on an offbeat, and if you want it to feel really sampled, nudge a few notes slightly early or late. Tiny timing imperfections go a long way here. Once the chop pattern feels musical, put auto filter after Sampler. This is where the haze starts to form. A low pass cutoff somewhere in the 2.5 kHz to 8 kHz range is a good place to start, depending on how dusty you want it. Use just a little resonance, enough to give edge, not enough to whistle. Then automate that cutoff over 4 or 8 bars so the texture opens and closes with the arrangement. That movement is everything. A slow filter rise into a fill, or slight closing motion, when the drums hit hard, can make a loop feel like it's evolving instead of repeating. If the texture feels boxy, use EQ8 and clean up some mud around 200 to 400 Hz. If it's sharp or brittle, tame a little around 3 to 5 kHz. You want enough upper midrange for the texture to read on smaller speakers, but not so much that it fights the snare or hats. The texture should live in the presence zone, not steal the show. Now it's time to add some instability. Keep this subtle. We're aiming for worn tape, not Sisa Chaos. Chorus Ensemble can add a little width and wobble. Use a low mix, a small amount, and a slow rate. Then add saturator or drum bus to get some harmonic glue and soft clipping. A few dB of drive can make the layer feel more like a printed sample than a clean playback engine. If it needs more grime, try a very light touch of Redux. Just enough to roughen the top. Not enough to turn everything into obvious aliasing unless that's the sound you want. Drum bus is especially useful here, because it can help shape the transient. If the chops are too sharp, soften them a little. If they're too blurred, bring some attack back. You can also use Sampler's envelope to keep the slices tight and clipped, which can sound very authentic for old-school jungle-style phrasing. If you want a dustier top, erosion is your friend, but use it carefully. A little goes a long way. Another great trick is to duplicate the source and make a second layer that's high-passed hard, then process that copy with erosion or Redux. That gives you a separate dust layer under the musical chop layer. One part is rhythm, one part is grime. That's a really powerful combination. Now let's talk automation, because this is where the whole lesson really comes alive. The tape haze should follow the song structure. Automate the filter cutoff, drive amount, track volume, and maybe the wet level on chorus, echo, or reverb if you're using those. Think in phrases. For example, keep the haze low and filtered in the first couple of bars, open it slightly in bars 3 and 4, bring it up before a snare fill, then pull it back right before the drop. That kind of phrase-aware movement is what makes the texture feel musical instead of random. If you want an intro builder, start with just the filtered haze and maybe a few sparse slice hits. No need to show everything at once. Let the loop reveal itself slowly. For a pre-drop, thin the low end out, open the filter a bit, and raise the texture level just enough to create pressure. Then leave a gap right before the first downbeat. That contrast can make the drop hit much harder. Once the chain sounds good, consider resampling it to audio. This is a big workflow win in Jungle and DNB because once the texture is printed, you can reverse it, chop it again, pitch bits of it, or turn a great U-bar moment into an arrangement tool. A lot of the best old-school style transitions come from committing to audio and then manipulating the results. If it sounds right, print it and keep moving. Before you call it done, check the mix in mono. Use utility on the tape haze track and make sure it doesn't fight the sub or smear the stereo field too much. Keep the kick and sub centered and clean. The haze is there to frame the groove, not blur it. If the low mids are building up, trim them again. If the texture is too loud, pull it back and use automation to bring it forward only where needed. In most mixes, the haze should sit well below the main transient elements and appear only when the arrangement calls for it. Here's a useful teacher tip. Think in layers, not one effect. The best tape haze results usually come from a clean core plus a separate motion layer and maybe a separate dust layer. Also, keep the movement slow enough to feel intentional. In Jungle and drum and bass, tiny changes over 4 or 8 bars often feel stronger than huge obvious sweeps. If you want to go a step further, try side-chaining the texture to the kick or snare so it ducks out of the way at the exact moments the drums need impact. You can also create a worn tape stop moment by automating a slight pitch drop, narrowing the filter, adding a bit more feedback or reverb for a second, then keying hard on the bar line. That's a killer move for transitions. For your practice, try building 3 versions of the same tape haze idea: a subtle version, a mid version, and an extreme version. Put them into different parts of a 16-bar arrangement and automate them so they appear only where needed. You'll quickly hear how much more effective this is than leaving one texture on all the time. So to recap, keep your low end clean, use chopped slices to create rhythmic identity, shape the tone with filtering, saturation, and maybe a little erosion. Automate the haze so it supports phrase structure, and resample when the vibe feels right. If your track needs more jungle memory, more grime, or more evolving atmosphere, this tape haze workflow is a fast, stock device way to get there in Ableton Live 12. All right, let's build some dusty magic.